Interview questions that will get you hired in 2024. In an unfamiliar conference room, you sit opposite from the one who could determine the outcome of your job search. You're attempting to recall the ideal story you had prepared while questioning whether the air conditioning is always set to Arctic blast. On the other hand, you may be in the comfort of your own home, staring at your interviewer on a computer screen, all the while crossing your fingers that the camera doesn't move and expose the stack of empty LaCroix cans you neglected to move before the Zoom call began. The interview is almost over when the recruiting manager asks the classic closing question, "Do you have any questions for me?" Regardless of how much sway you believe employers have, a job interview is more than the hiring manager to ask you questions. It's also a chance for you to discover if the role is a good fit for you. That is why it is critical that you inquire further. Which aspects of the position are of interest to you? The business? Which division? The squad? The interviewer, who has the potential to become your boss, colleague, or perhaps a coffee companion in the middle of the afternoon. We have compiled a list of the most effective interview questions to help spark your imagination. Some of this will come up as you talk, and you'll have questions tailored to your individual profession or workplace, so there's no need to ask them all at once. You shouldn't take this list as gospel, but rather as a starting point. Best practices for posing interview questions to potential employers. Here are some things to remember before we get to the list. Refrain from claiming to have no inquiries. No matter how comfortable or anxious you are, how confident you feel about your abilities, or how horribly you think you messed up the conversation, the worst thing you can say is, "No, I'm good." Keep an open mind. Writing down some questions to ask before an interview is perfectly acceptable and even encouraged. However, if you find that any of your questions have already been addressed, or if your conversation leads to more questions you would like answered, feel free to stray from the list. Also, it would be awkward to come across as someone who is just reading the questions from a list online instead of engaging in a natural conversation. Make sure to ask some targeted inquiries. Asking questions tailored to the job and organization will demonstrate your interest and attentiveness during the interview, while also serving as a gentle reminder of the skills and expertise you may provide. Please refrain from asking questions only at the end. Interviews are most effective when they take the form of a conversation, so you should not hesitate to ask questions as they arise naturally. Inquire about things you are genuinely interested in learning about. When interviewing, don't just ask questions you think will make a good impression. Asking questions about things you're truly interested in can help you decide if you want the job, with a few caveats that we'll go over. A project that piqued your interest in the job posting may have gone unmentioned throughout the interview process. Maybe you're interested in learning more about the work duties and want to know what an average day is like. The most effective way to inquire about a job. Be sure you understand the current and future nature of the work by carefully reviewing the job description. By reading this, you will be better able to decide on a choice. Can you describe a typical day or week on the job? Or the other option here. Which projects require attention the most right now? What kind of projects will I be working on? Could you provide me some examples? When you think of an ideal candidate, what qualities and experiences do you like to see? For someone to truly excel in this role, what qualities are necessary? What are the specific skill sets that the team is lacking and that you're hoping to acquire with a new employee? What are the most significant difficulties that an individual holding this role would encounter? Could you tell me what kind of budget I would have to work with? Will I be assuming the responsibilities of an employee who is departing, or is this a brand new position? In what ways does this role benefit the organization as a whole? Will the primary duties of this role likely evolve throughout the next 6 months to a year? Important inquiries concerning education and career advancement. Instead of viewing each new chance as a mere job, try to see it as a stepping stone on the road to professional greatness. Is this role going to propel you forward? Could you describe your onboarding procedure? Are your staff offered any chances for learning and professional development? Will there be chances for challenging assignments that allow me to gain and apply new skills? Is there a chance to progress in the company? Is it possible for me to represent the company at conferences for my field? What are the next steps for employees who have been successful in this role? A list of questions regarding the evaluation criteria. You can learn a lot about a manager's management style and the priorities of their team or firm by asking them how they plan to evaluate your performance. In your opinion, what are the key objectives that an employee should have during their first 30, 60, and 90 days on the job? During the initial 12 months of this role, what are the anticipated performance standards? How does this place's performance review procedure work? What is the frequency of my formal evaluation? How is my performance assessed? Smart interview questions to ask regarding the interviewer. Showing genuine interest in the interviewer as an individual through the use of these questions is an excellent method to establish rapport with someone you may work with in the future. What is the duration of your tenure with the organization? Is your role different now that you're here? What were your previous activities? Which company brought you here? Which aspect of working here do you like the most? On a daily or infrequent basis, what is one problem that you encounter in your job? Looking ahead to the next few months, whatever aspect of your employment are you most looking forward to? Is there anything specific about any forthcoming projects or initiatives that piques your interest? Top inquiries regarding the firm. Why not find out more about potential places of employment? Your job entails more than simply checking items off a list. Working for a company whose goals align with yours and whose values you embrace is more likely to make you happy. Could you provide me with more information about another noteworthy development at the company? I've read about the company's founding. In the coming years, where do you envision this company going? Could you please update me on your new product lineup or expansion strategies? What are the present objectives of the organization, and how does this group contribute to achieving those objectives? What aspect of the company's future excites you the most? Which values hold the most significance for the organization? Reminder, don't make this easily searchable. How does the organization make sure it is staying true to its principles? Insightful inquiries regarding the group. The individuals you interact with on a daily basis at work have the power to greatly impact your experience at work. Find out if it's the correct team for you by asking them some questions. Do you have any information regarding the team I'll be collaborating with? Who will be my closest collaborator? Who exactly am I supposed to report to? Would you be able to discuss my direct reports with me? What are the most significant advantages and disadvantages of the team? Are you planning to increase the number of employees in this division within the next half year? In what ways does this department collaborate with the others? Fresh perspectives on cultural norms. For example, if you like to work in a team rather than an isolated cubicle, or if you have a young family and can't spend every waking moment at the office drinking, you might want to reconsider applying to that company. So, when it comes to the company's culture, be sure to inquire about your priorities. Is the work usually more of a team or an individual effort? How would you characterize the work environment here? How is the team able to establish and keep solid relationships? Could you please describe the most recent corporate event that the two of you attended? Which office custom is your favorite? How often does the crew have lunch? Is there someone on this team or at the organization who goes out of their way to hang out? Are there any instances where you collaborate with other companies or departments? In comparison to your previous jobs, how does working here differ? Does the company look different now that you're a part of it? In what ways has the company managed to overcome obstacles associated with remote work? The question is, how does the business guarantee that its remote and hybrid workers receive the same treatment and respect as their in-office counterparts? Top inquiries regarding the upcoming stage. Prior to departing, ensure that the interviewer is well informed and that you understand the next steps. But please don't make this your initial inquiry when they pass it to you. Could you please tell me what happens next during the interview? Would anything else that I could give you be of use to you? Would you like me to respond to any last-minute inquiries? Do not ask these questions during your employment interview. Get all the information you need before accepting a job, but don't be afraid to ask follow-up questions after you've begun working, received an offer, or never even applied. Exactly what is the function of, company, or anything else that reveals a lack of research? When will my paid time off begin to be effective? During football season, is it possible for me to take off every Monday? What is the exact amount of the daycare allowance each month? What level of sensitivity does the staff here exhibit? Are they amenable to humor? When am I to begin? Or anything that gives the impression of being arrogant or jaded?